Hi, welcome to an autumn update on some of the trends in modern art. This year, Modern Art Oxford has really embraced taking in collaborations from the community, from both artists and also from viewers. And one of the recent exhibitions showed how an area very close to the Modern Art Oxford building had changed in the wake of development with inhabitants that have lived there for many, many generations, having to be moved out in the 1970s to make way for a brand new shopping mall. And then this shopping mall itself, it's actually built on the remains of the Saxon Westgate, is reinvented just last year in a spectacular reinvention of the shopping experience here in Oxford, and some very amazing brands came to town. So that's got a roof garden, and there's some public art there and some art performances. So this was connected to the art community through an exhibition last year at Modern Art Oxford, and they're returning now with a very similar hands-on interactive exhibition that will tie in global warming, so looking at our broader environment and connecting that to the experience of the viewers. The exhibition that's sort of outgoing at the moment is contemporary artists drawing a slice through the world. In a world dominated by the digital image, a slice through the world are drawings celebrating the enduring power of pencil drawings. And this is done through the work of 14 international artists. And they explore this ancient form of communication, and they let it meet the newest form of digitized image culture. And I think this exhibition signals how important drawing is for the entry level into art that we all have, and also as a means to respond to what's around us. Very often, if people are in situations where they can't have all of their media with them, then of course that's the way to communicate, and it responds to contemporary questions too. So with that outgoing exhibition, then there's going to be the opening of Future Knowledge, and this will give an opportunity to discuss the role of visual culture in raising awareness about climate changing. And after this super hot summer, then whether that's related or not, then that's something that's on our minds. They're also going to screen Going Nowhere, a film, an immersive series produced by the artist Simon Faithful, and that focuses on the act of walking. And that will explore our engagement with the environment. And certainly in a lot of the cultural events this summer, walking tours have been booming with the variety of themes they tackle and also the experiences they offer, from disco walks to literary walks to pub crawls to culture crawls. It's all happening, I think. People want to engage in the experience in a very real way. And I think this is what my message is from this update on what's around, is that why not follow your intention to create a world for your viewer to experience the art with you, so it's a shared experience, it's not a one-way delivery. That actually takes a lot of pressure off you to get it perfect, if you like. Instead, you can focus on getting it out there. So just winding it up with one more example of this, The exhibition Future Knowledge has a six-month sculptural project, and that's taking place in the beautiful Whiteham Woods, which is a conservation area in Oxford, and it's one of the most researched areas of woodland in the world. This will be led by the creative learning curator of the gallery, and the group collectively designed a sculpture using mycelium, which is a growing material pioneered by a biofabrication platform. So this is a real sustainable building material that's grown rather than manufactured. And they're using this to create the finished sculpture, Continuing Bodies, which draws on the complex relationship between humans and their environments. And if you are wandering out into Oxford Whiteham Woods, then you will be able to come across this. And again, another example of how you can plant art in its own environment. So the viewer naturally stumbles upon your work, feels very organic, and certainly some of the Anthony Gormleys that I've stumbled upon have had far more impact on you. So that's something to think about. I don't know how you feel about that, whether the art that you've stumbled upon is more powerful than the art you've kind of made an appointment to go and see. So leaving you with that, the thought of how artistic, inquiring, creative design can generate new perspectives on a topic. This example was climate change. Maybe something else is burning its issue through you that you would like to think about, design about, create art about, whatever your muse is. Wishing you a great autumn ahead. If you've enjoyed this, please do click subscribe and share. And in any event, wishing you a great week. Looking forward to talking again soon.